And welcome back to part four of our mock draft with me and Anthony. Today we brought in George. George knows a lot about the draft. He used to be an editor here. He used to be the host of this show. And we brought him in to criticize our picks and say what he would do or to see if he agrees with our picks. How's it going today, George?
It's going all right. Nice to kind of be back. I mean, I'm not really truly in studio, but nice to be back on the show.
Yeah, it's the closest we can do with all the corona restrictions that the school has. So we're happy to have you here. And let's hop right into things. Last time we left off at pick 49, where I had the Steelers trading up with the Cardinals to take quarterback Kellen Mond, and Anthony had the Cardinals taking Creed Humphrey.
Next. By the way, if Pittsburgh does that, I'm not going to be happy. That would there's so many other holes on that team. It would be a mistake.
It would be a mistake, but I they need a quarterback for the future, and I think Mond, if he doesn't go before then, I think that he could easily go to the football team. So I think they go up to nap him from the football team if the football team doesn't take
him. I think Chicago would be a lot more interesting, having a battle out with Andy Dalton, because that'll be his actual probably chance to start if he's going to start anywhere.
He's more than likely a career backup. I don't think he's good enough to be a starter in the NFL.
I think with
Mond has traits. Mond has nice traits. He's got a decent arm, decent accuracy. He can run out of the pocket. He has decent traits to be able to be a quarterback. The only thing is you have to work that up. So definitely not a year one starter, I don't think. I don't think anywhere close to that. But 2-3 years down the line, if you can develop him, he can be a good quarterback.
Yeah, that's why
he has a higher ceiling.
And that's why I think he's a great fit with the Steelers, because Ben Roethlisberger is a Hall of Fame quarterback. And if you put a guy like Mond behind a Hall of Fame quarterback, he'll be able to learn and understand the game better. And then with another quarterback in that same room with Josh Dobbs, who's a great football mind, would be able to help him develop his mind.
So I don't know. I they're trying to go one last run with Big Ben, and that really doesn't fit that. I don't think they should go one last run with Big Ben, but they are trying to go one last run with Big Ben. So I don't think picking a quarterback for the future really fits what they're trying to do this season.
I think a quarterback for the future, especially with Mond, and then after that, there's a huge drop off as far as talent goes. So I think you get the fifth or sixth most talented guy in the class, and then just let him sit for a year or 2 years. Next up, we're going to go on to the Dolphins, and I have him taking offensive guard Trey Smith out of Tennessee. I think that the Dolphins need more help to protect Tua, and I think that an interior lineman will definitely help their run game. Anthony, who do you have him going with?
I have him going with Javonte Williams, the running back out of North Carolina. I think their run game needs to be upgraded, and I think he's the best one left on the board with Najee and Travis Etienne already off the board.
I love Javonte Williams in this class. He's actually my running back too. Javonte Williams is a fantastic athlete. He's got quick feet, nice explosiveness. He doesn't really have the home run speed, but if you're getting Javonte Williams this late in the second round, I think that's a great fit for the Dolphins. I also really love Trey Smith out of Tennessee. He's more of a boomer bust interior offensive line prospect, but he's a decent pass blocker. He's not a huge mauler, but I think that he can really affect that Dolphins offensive line. You can kick out Robert Hunt. You can put, kick one into center. You know, you can do a whole lot of things to that offensive line. So just collecting talent there is really going to help to his progression as he moves forward in his career.
Yeah, and I really do like Javonte Williams, but I already have the Dolphins going running back. I have him taking Najee Harris a little bit earlier in the second round.
Next, yeah, I could easily see the Trey Smith pick happening after they traded Eric Flowers today. They need an interior offensive lineman. I think he's really good.
Yes, and on the note of trades that affect the draft, on Thursday we'll be going through how the Orlando Brown and how the Eric Fisher trades are going to affect our draft, assuming the Eric Fisher trade does affect our mock draft. But next up, we have the Washington football team at 51, and I have him going with Nick Bolton, the linebacker out of Purdue. I think that a linebacker is something that they really need, as far as they have a really amazing deep line with a lot of young talent on it, but other in the linebacking position, there's a lot of age there. So I think if you just get a younger guy that has a lot of potential, you can send him in there. Anthony, who do you have him going with?
I've been going with Jalen Mayfield, the tackle out of Michigan. My first round, they traded up for Mac Jones. I think they get that offensive lineman to kind of help him develop. And Jalen Mayfield, he's the best one left on the board.
Jalen Mayfield's awful. No offense here, but, like, I mean, I bet you Jackson Carmen and others are still on the board. I don't know, you know, I feel like Leatherwood's probably gone or whatever. But Jalen Mayfield maybe had the worst combine of all time. He's not a good athlete. He got beat by speed rushers, and he's really just not athletic. I think I have him as a high fourth round prospect. And he was, you know, he was getting some first round buzz early in the draft, you know, earlier, you know, in the draft year. But this guy just doesn't seem to have the athleticism. And I don't think that he's going to be a good offensive tackle at the next level. If anything, he's going to have to kick into guard.
Yeah, I don't think that the athleticism is there, and I think that they need to go defense. I mean, they don't need to go defense because they have a quarterback with Fitzpatrick for the year. You have him taking Mac Jones, which I don't think is the right idea. And then I have him getting Bateman in the first round. So I think that their offense is there, and their line is okay. Maybe there's a little bit of room for improvement, but I think that linebacker is a bigger need, because to have a defense that's as talented as they are with one glaring hole in the center of the field, you should just try to fix that as soon as you can.
I know their secondary isn't great either, but I think Bolton is a good prospect for them to take here in the second round. A true old school linebacker who's really athletic and makes a whole lot of tackles around the field. I like Bolton here. And Bateman at 19 is one of my favorite picks in the draft. I love Bateman.
I have him as my wide receiver 3.
I have him as my receiver 4.
Yeah, there's a lot of debate on my wide receiver rankings. I have it Chase, Waddle, Bateman, Smith. So next up we have the Chicago Bears. And Anthony, who do you have them going with?
Like George said earlier, I have them going with Kellen Mond, the quarterback out of A&M. I think quarterback is definitely their biggest need, but there was no good quarterbacks left in their pick in the first round. And I think he goes in and competes with Andy Dalton. I don't think he starts, but I think he'll definitely compete for next year.
I don't have him going with, but I could easily see Kellen Mond starting if he goes to the Bears next year. I think Andy Dalton is he's way past his prime. But I have him going with Yami Brown, the wide receiver out of North Carolina. I think that wide receivers, after Allen Robinson, can you name another wide receiver on the Bears? I think that, and Allen Robinson doesn't want to be there, so he'll be there, but he is probably not going to be there long term. So I think getting a receiver in the second round that has upside and getting a more – another target for Andy Dalton to throw the ball to will really help Andy Dalton and the Bears' chance of making the playoffs again next year. So I think a receiver makes the most sense here, or secondary.
I don't mind the Mond pick. As I just said earlier, I think that could be interesting. I'm here. You know, there's been a lot of talk about Davis Mills being the fifth quarterback out of Stanford. So he could go to Chicago, but I think them taking a quarterback would make a lot of sense here. Diame Brown is extremely explosive. He's not got the greatest hands or greatest route tree, but I mean, he's a go route guy. He's got really good speed, decent size. And, you know, that's basically the opposite of Allen Robinson. So you kind of want, and that's what you want with your receiver room, right? You want a possession guy and you want a speed guy. So I really like both of those picks.
I like my pick, and his pick makes sense too. But as I already had Mond off the board. And next up, we have the Tennessee Titans. And I have him going with Alex Leatherwood, the offensive tackle out of Alabama. I think that offensive line is a big need for them. Yes, Derrick Henry has got 2,000 rushing yards the past two seasons in a row. But that's also because he's 6'3", 250, and can run a 4.440. So I think that offensive line is one of their biggest needs. And I had them addressing the secondary in the first round. Anthony, who do you think the Titans are going to go with here?
I still think they need to address secondary, so I am going with Paulson Adebo, the corner out of Stanford. I think he's a really underrated prospect. He's got elite speed. He's great in coverage. I think he can go in there and kind of help out that secondary, which is massively needed for them.
Adebo's really up and down. I mean, he's got explosive athlete traits, but he's not great in coverage. He's not super sticky. He makes a lot of mistakes. He reads in the backfield too much. I mean, I don't really love Adebo as a prospect. I think there are better cornerbacks on the board. Kelvin, whatever his name is, out of Kentucky, I like probably a lot more here than I like Adebo. But, I mean, they do need a corner. I think that off the line isn't a huge prospect need for the Titans. I think that, if anything, if you can get a pass rusher here, that would really solidify the Titans' defense a lot more than really anything they could do. And their off the line is really not that bad. They had a couple injuries last year. So it's not an awful pick, but I think if an edge rusher is there, you take him. If a receiver is there, you take him. I think that those are two more important positions than the offensive line for the Titans.
I just don't see any pass rushers worth taking at this point. Like, all right, at this point, like right here in the draft, there's kind of a big after Rousseau.
You're still going to have Peyton Turner out of Houston, Sample out of Tulane. There's a couple guys there, but if not, there's a bunch of receivers on the board.
Yeah, I guess what you're saying makes sense. I just think that getting a bolster at the offensive line position makes a lot of sense here, especially because you don't know how Taylor Lewan is going to come back from an ACL tear. Next up at pick 54, we have the Indianapolis Colts. And Anthony, who do you think the Colts are going to go with here?
I have them going with Dylan Reddons, the offensive tackle at North Dakota State. I think he's a really underrated prospect. He can play anywhere on that line. And the Colts, and I get offensive tackle isn't their biggest need, but you have to pay some of those guys next year. And if some of them are willing to walk, I think Reddons will go in and be a starter next year.
I have them also going offensive line. I have them going Walker Little out of Stanford. I think that, as you said before, they're going to have to pay some of those guys next year. And some of the guys, minus Quentin Nelson, are starting to get up there in age. So I think that drafting a younger guy to go in there, assuming that they either walk or retire or whatever it may be, I think that getting a young guy like Little in there to potentially fight for the starting tackle job makes a lot of sense.
Look, I think that the tackle is maybe the Colts' biggest need. They don't currently have a left tackle on the roster after Costanzo retired. So I think if Reddons falls this far, this is a perfect pick. I think Reddons is going to go a lot earlier. I think Reddons, you know, he hasn't gotten a lot of snaps and he has a couple of injury issues, but I really like Reddons. Walker Little is a bit more hit or miss. He didn't play a whole lot of snaps at Stanford, had some injury issues, but he's extremely young and extremely athletic. So he could definitely take a big step, but no, the Colts need to go tackle in one of the first two rounds. And I think both of those guys could be a good fit right next to Quentin Nelson.
Yeah. And next up is where I had the Cardinals picking after they traded back with the Steelers, who traded up to get Mond. And I have him taking Javonte Williams, the running back out of North Carolina. I really do like him. And I think that trading back a little farther and getting a guy like Williams for the Cardinals definitely helps. They have literally no run game. And I think that getting a run game with a guy like Williams will definitely help set up the pass with DeAndre Hopkins and AJ Green.
Did they just sign James Conner?
James Conner is going to play maximum four games. That man is always.
They also have other running backs on the roster. Kenyon Drake, all that kind of stuff.
Kenyon on the Raiders. Yeah.
Plays for the Raiders.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But, I mean, they still have other backs on the roster.
I think that Javonte Williams makes the most sense. He'll go in there, and I think he'll be the starting back because Conner is often injured. I could see maybe Chase Edmonds. Is he still even there?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I believe so.
Edmonds coming back from injury. So I think that getting a running back with the talent that Williams has makes the most sense here.
Okay. What do I always tell you that is the biggest part of the run game? What is the most important part of the run game? It's the offensive line. Look, you have two backs that will be able to carry the running game. If you already have two backs and the running game's not working, it's obviously got to be the offensive line. So I think taking a running back here would be stupid for Arizona, who has a crap ton of holes elsewhere. So I don't know if I really don't really love that pick. I mean, if you're going to take a running back, that means that your offensive line is good and you just need another weapon.
And I have him going running back here just because they do need another weapon. I think that, as I said before, Connor has injury issues, and Edmonds is coming back from an ACL tear, and with running backs, you never really know how that's going to go. I mean,
right, but those are two at least suitable running backs. If you need anything else, you need another receiver, because Larry Fitz is just not cutting anymore, and they just don't, they don't have another guy after DeAndre Hopkins. I don't think they're going to go running back. I think that they're too, they're going to be too smart for that to go running back again.
I don't know. I just think that Williams is the best player available here, and that there's a, their other holes are that they would try to fill here are a bit of a reach. So, Anthony, who do you have the, it would be the Steelers going with here?
Yeah, so I have the Steelers. They take Jabril Cox, the linebacker out of LSU. I think he's great in coverage, and I think the Steelers kind of need that coverage linebacker, and he could go in, he could plug straight away and, you know, be a great guy for them.
I actually like Jabril Cox. He kind of, he's not a great run stuffer. He gets caught up on blocks a lot, especially going to the second level. But he's a, yeah, as you said, he's a great, he's good in pass coverage. I don't know. For Pittsburgh, I think they need to go offensive line and secondary. Those are their two biggest needs. After that, linebacker somewhat, but, you know, Devin Bush is coming back. You still got, you know, other guys on the roster. I don't think linebacker is a huge need. I think that the secondary is terrible, especially after losing Mike Hilton. And then you're going to need offensive line because you lost Villanueva and Marquise Pouncey.
Yeah, I tend to agree with George here with what the Steelers do as far as if they do end up going here. They do need, they really need an offensive line and some secondary help. I'm pretty sure your best corner is like Joe Hayden right now, and that man
is. It is Joe Hayden, and then Cam Sutton can play the slot. But, you know, there's it really Hulk, CB2, and then our safeties are not great with Edmonds.
Edmonds. And next up, we have the Seattle Seahawks, who I have going with Creed Humphrey, the center out of Oklahoma. I think that the only pick that makes sense for Seattle is offensive line. It's their biggest hole. It's the only thing holding them back from, in my opinion, being a championship contender is that offensive line, making it so that Russell Wilson doesn't have to run for his life every play, six games a year, possibly more depending on who they play outside the division. Anthony, who do you have them going with here?
Yeah, I've been going offensive tackle too, but I have been going with Walker Little, the guy at Stanford. They need to go offensive line. It's their biggest need right now, and I think he's one of the best ones off on the board, and it helps them somewhat on the offensive line.
I agree they need to go off the line. The real question is, are they going to go off of the line? Because they, every single year, they seem to not go offensive line, and it hurts them in the end.
Yeah, I tend to agree, but I think that finally – I think that they're – receiving core is built enough to the point where they're like, oh, maybe we don't need another receiver. Maybe we should actually build the O-line. And Russell Wilson is not very happy with his current situation, and you're going to try to do what you want to do to please your highest paid player.
Yeah, that would probably be the only thing I would say that keeps make sure that that the Seahawks taken off the lineman is Russell Wilson saying that he's going to leave if they don't help him out. But I mean, they're going to say they have secondary needs or linebacker needs or something, and they'll figure out a way to squirm out of taking him.
I could see it, but I really think that they're going to go O-line this year. Next up, we have the Rams, and this is where I have Jabril Cox going off the board. I think that they need a linebacker. That defense is, there's a good player at every level. I just think that linebacker is where there's the least amount of talent on that defense. So I think that going linebacker and getting a coverage guy makes a lot of sense here. Anthony, who do you think the Rams are going to go with here?
I have them going with Jackson Carmen, the tackle out of Clemson. I think a lot of their offensive line are aging, and he's really good. I think he can, he's a good pass blocker, good run blocker. I think he goes in and helps out that offensive line. Again, it's aging, and he's the best one left on the board.
Yeah, I would agree. Carmen's a good pick, especially with Andrew Whitworth, their aging left tackle. I think that Carmen going in there is a good pick. And Cox is a decent pick, too. You know that, you know, their D-tackles or whatever, their entire defensive line is going to be able to shut down the run. So, Jabril, you don't have to worry about that with Jabril Cox, where he's not great in the run defense. Aaron Donald's going to just shut down the middle, so he don't even really have to worry about that. He can drop back and pass coverage and do what he needs to do back there, and I think that's a really good fit.
And I could see them going tackle as well with that aging O-line that they have. Andrew Whitworth's like 38 or something like that. Super old. And if I'm not mistaken,
and he's coming off an injury. Yeah.
Yeah. he should just retire now. He's probably going to tear his ACL again.
Hey, they're going for a Super Bowl run. You don't retire on a Super Bowl run.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to make it to that Super Bowl run, but they can try.
They have a good roster.
They do, but there's some better rosters. Next up, we have the Baltimore Ravens, and I have him going with Tay Gowan, the corner out of UCF. I think that Marlon Humphrey needs another person to put on the other side of the field, and I think that Jimmy Smith is getting up there in age. I'm not even sure if he's on that roster, but I think that there's a lot of their offensive line hole that just opened up because of the Orlando Brown trade that we haven't really addressed in this mock yet. And I think that the only other pick that makes sense here is wide receiver, but I had them going wide receiver in the first. And I think that upgrading your defense that's already really good makes a lot of sense here in the second round. Anthony, who do you think that they're going to go with here?
I also had them going wide receiver in the first before the Orlando Brown trade. So I have them going with Carlos Basham, the edge out of Wake Forest. They lost Yannick Ngakoue in the offseason. I think their edge rush, their pass rush needs to get better, and Carlos Basham has the speed to be at the next level.
Yeah, I think edge rusher is definitely their biggest need after receiver. I think taking Boogie Basham here, I actually really like Boogie Basham. I think that he may play more three tech defensive tackle because he's pretty big. He's 285. So I don't know how great of a fit that is for the Ravens, because I think he's more of a fit in like a 4-3. But I think that this is not a bad pick whatsoever. I think that the position, you know, they need to go edge here. Corner's not bad either. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Tay Gowan's a really interesting prospect because he only had 1 year that he played at the Division I level, and then it was at UCF. So they didn't have a whole ton of competition there. So I think, you know, Tay Gowan's an interesting prospect. He's got the size. He's got the speed, 6'2". I think he ran like a 4.45 at his pro day. But I really like Tay Gowan. But, you know, knowing that this is going to be the Chiefs pick in the actual draft, they're going to get – and they could take an edge rusher way earlier after the Brown trade. So, you know, the guys like Azeez Ojulari and someone will be there. I think that's who they'll probably take with that Chiefs pick.
Yeah, I just think that corner makes the most sense. And this is obviously the unupdated version. On Thursday, we'll go through the updated version of the draft, where we have the biggest changes as far as picks go. Next up, we have the Cleveland Browns, and I have him going with Aleem McNelly, the defensive tackle out of NC State. I think that they just cut Sheldon Richardson, so there's a pretty decently sized hole in the center of that defensive line, and other than that, I don't see very many holes on this Cleveland team.
Did you say Aleem McNelly?
Yeah.
Aleem McNeil.
All right. Sorry, I read it backwards.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, I think that defensive tackle is the biggest need, especially after you cut Sheldon Richardson. Anthony,
I like Aleem McNeil a lot. So I think that this is a fine pick. He's really good run stuff. He's a decent pass rusher off the defensive tackle spot. Not a huge athlete. But you know, not great in the run either, but I think that this is probably one of the better pass rushing defensive tackles in this class, in the soft defensive tackle class.
Yeah. Anthony, who do you think they're going to go with here?
I have been going with Levi Owusu-Aranke, the defensive tackle out of Washington. Like you said, they cut Sheldon Richardson. Defensive tackle is their biggest need. I think he's the second best in the class behind Christian Barmore, who's long gone by now. I think he can go in there and start day one for them.
Owusu-Aranke is extremely, extremely raw. He's going to be, you know, he gets beat a lot, and he doesn't always, you know, fit in the right places all the time. He could definitely be fantastic if you can get him in the building and start working him up. But again, this is this is an extremely rough defensive tackle class, and you know it's really going to be hit or miss on every single prospect after Christian Barmore. So I mean, you can see a bunch of guys, you know, a Tommy Togia even go as this high just because he's extremely raw. So I think that it's going to be really interesting to see where these defensive tackles fall to, just because there aren't a lot in this class.
I agree, there isn't very many defensive tackles in this class, so there might be a couple that reaches even higher. And I think that the Browns, that's their biggest need. I think the Browns are gearing up to make a run here. I think that their secondary is it's most of the way there, depending on how Grant Delpit plays coming back from his Achilles injury. And then linebacker, that's the only other big need that I see them having, but I have them addressing that in the first round. So I think that this team, the Browns team, is a defensive tackle away from becoming genuine contenders, in my personal opinion.
Yeah. If they can get JOK at 26, I think this, I mean, they could, that might easily be the best pick in the draft, and they've really solidified their two biggest needs.
Yes, I tend to agree. Next up, we have the New Orleans Saints, and I have them going with Josh Palmer, the wide receiver out of Tennessee. I think that after Michael Thomas, you lost Emmanuel Sanders, and there's not really anyone else on that roster who could be a real wide receiver too. And I think that, especially with a young quarterback like Jameis Winston, I think that getting a solid second option for him is what he needs to succeed. Anthony, who do you have the Saints going with here?
I could see them going with receiver, but I have them going with Nick Bolton, the linebacker at Purdue. They cut Quan Alexander this past year, and I think Nick Bolton, he's a steal at this point in the draft, and I think he goes in there and starts day one alongside Demario Davis.
I think there's a chance Nick Bolton could go round one to the Saints. So I really like the Nick Bolton pick here for New Orleans. And, you know, they love their guys out of Purdue since they had Drew Brees all those years ago. But at receiver, I like Josh Palmer a lot. He's got good size, good speed, decent route running. I think other guys that could be here at receiver, because I think that it is truly a position of need. They might go more of a speed guy. They could go they could go with a bunch of guys. They could go Cade Johnson, Dwayne Eskridge. So there's a whole bunch of dudes left. I don't know if y'all already picked the kid out of Purdue, the receiver out of Purdue, but he could also be an interesting fit here. Rondale Moore.
Yeah, I had him going to the 49ers.
But he could be an interesting fit just as a weapon. And you know how Sean Payton likes to use his weapons. I think that receiver or linebacker would be good picture.
Yeah, I think that if Nick Bolton falls this far, it's almost a crime not to take him if you're the Saints. So I agree with your pick. It's just I had him going higher. Next up, we have the Buffalo Bills, and I have them taking Brady Christensen, the offensive tackle out of BYU. I think that offensive tackle is a pretty good size need there, especially at right tackle. I mean, Deion Dawkins is an okay left tackle, and there's a hole in the center of that O-line. So I think you just need to try to deal with that O-line so Josh Allen isn't running for his life every play of the game. Anthony, who do you think they're going to go with here?
I've been going with Ifeanyi Melifoa, the corner out of Syracuse. I think offensive tackles, it's a need for them, but I think corner is another need. I think outside of Trey White, they don't really have another second corner. I think he goes in and he can start alongside him.
Yeah, I think Ifeanyi Melifoa is actually a good pick here. You need a corner out, another corner.
No, they have solid corners.
They have Trey White. That's it.
They have Trey White. They have Levi Wallace. Levi Wallace is nine.
Levi Wallace plays in the slot.
I just think O-line's a bigger need.
I don't think O-line's that big of a need. I think that actually, if they didn't take a running back in the first round, I think a running back would be a good pick here. If a Michael Carter or Javonte Williams is still on the board, I don't think offensive line is that big of a need. I'd rather get either, a rotational pass rusher, someone in the secondary, a running back, another weapon, something like that before I take offensive line here for Buffalo.
I just think offensive line is one of the big.
There are rumors that they are trying to move up ahead of New York at 23 and Pittsburgh at 24 to go take a running back in the first round. So,
yeah, I just think O-line makes the most sense here for them. I really do, and I like Levi Wallace, which definitely helps. Doesn't help as far as my perspective on it. I just think that.
Right, but he can play in the slot. You still need three cornerbacks. You still need three starting cornerbacks. Every level, you need three starters,
and I think I don't know if they have that right now, but I think that defense, a corner.
They don't have that right now. Don't they need to take it?
I think
this pick makes so much sense.
O-line, as you said to me earlier, the biggest part of a run game, an O-line, and I just don't see their
O-line. Okay, I will give this to Buffalo. Their O-line is fine. Neither running back could find a hole with the damn. Because, look, you have to look at the roster. The secondary is much more of a need than the offensive line is right now. And Buffalo is the teams that don't have that many holes, so they can afford a running back in the first 100 picks. I can understand a running back for Buffalo in the first 100 picks. Not in the first round, but in the first 100 picks. I don't understand an offensive lineman here, especially when you have more needs and you can get other guys. And I don't understand why you're crapping on a corner here, because I think a corner is a perfect fit.
I'm not saying it doesn't make sense.
If a feature Melon Farmer, who falls this far?
It's a hole on that offense that needs help.
It's not a hole on the offense.
I disagree with you. And yeah. And next up, we have the Green Bay Packers, who I have taking wide receiver Tylan Wallace out of Oklahoma State. I think that getting a guy for Devontae to put next to Devontae Adams for Aaron Rodgers to have a good second option makes the most sense here. And I think that Wallace is the best available receiver still on the board. Anthony, who do you think they're going to go with here?
I have the same pick. I've been going with Tylan Wallace, the wide receiver out of Oklahoma State. He's a big play waiting to happen. He's explosive off the line. He can go up and get the ball whenever he needs to. And I think him alongside Devontae Adams with Aaron Rodgers is going to be good for them. And I think this has to be the pick.
Yeah, I love Tylan Wallace. So I think this is a perfect pick for Green Bay. Whether they're actually going to do it or not, pick a receiver, who knows. But I think if they do, this is a good fit for them here.
Yeah. We all agree on this pick. So next up, we have the Kansas City Chiefs. And Anthony, who do you think the Chiefs are going to go with here?
I have them going with Amari Rodgers, the wide receiver out of Clemson. I think they lost Sammy Watkins in free agency. I think wide receiver is another big need for them. This is before the Atlanta Brown trade, so I've been taking Amari Rodgers, who can go in. I think he's really good. He's got good route running, good hands. He plays up to his size. He doesn't play down. I think he could go in and work well with Mahomes.
I don't really love Rodgers. I think I have him more like 92, 93 on my board. I think Eskridge, Kate Johnson, Josh Palmer, all those guys are better receivers. And I think they need a true outside receiver, though. I think they need a taller 6'2", 6'3 guy who can work on the outside. They have Tyreek Hill, who they can move anywhere. But I really think an actual outside receiver, possession type guy, is somebody that Patrick Mahomes really hasn't had so far in Kansas City. And I think that would be a really nice weapon for them there.
Yeah, I could see them going receiver, but I have them going Ifeti Melifonwu out of Syracuse. I think that they should have gone corner last year when they took Edwards-Helaire, and I think that it's the biggest hole on their team right now is outside the offensive line. The biggest defensive hole on their team right now is corner, especially.
Is it really offensive line anymore? You can't truly say it's on the line anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, so I think that
I think maybe their biggest holes are at receiver, at corner, and at linebacker, which they really need guys there. Ifeti Melifonwu was not a bad pick, I don't think, as they got Lajarius Sneed last year in the fourth round. But I think that they truly do need a receiver before they need a corner.
I see where you're coming from. I just think that Melifonwu makes the most sense here.
And there's going to be a lot of different.
Yeah, this is before the.
They're going to have two separate picks at the bottom of the second round. So they can get both if they really needed to.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And the last pick of this last pick of the second round is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I have them going with running back Michael Carter out of North Carolina. I think that at this point, the Buccaneers have everything. So every pick they make is a luxury pick. And he'd be a really nice option at running back just to have, especially with Tom Brady and Bruce Arians. Anthony, who do you have the Bucs going with here?
They can really go anything, but I have them going with De'Ami Brown, the wide receiver out of North Carolina. Scotty Miller, he's their third option. I think De'Ami Brown can go in and compete with that. Good, Chris Godwin's only on a one-year deal. I think he will resign, but I think De'Ami Brown kind of makes the most sense here.
Yeah, if De'Ami Brown falls this far, this is a fantastic pick. I think that their first needs are rotational edge rusher, rotational guy in the secondary, and then you'd kind of need weapons, and then maybe a rotational offensive lineman. And I think that, I mean, if they get all four of those positions, I really think that it's they've won this draft again because they won it last year after taking Wirfs at 13. Yeah. So I mean, yeah, but you know, you always got to plan for the future. You could see them taking a Davis Mills, a Kellen Mond in the second round, just because, hey, we don't have that many holes. Why don't we sit a guy behind Tom Brady for, you know, 2 years, and he's going to be a really good starter because he's been sitting behind him. So I could see a quarterback going here. They could go with a whole lot of things. The Bucs are really probably one of the more interesting teams just because they could truly go anywhere.
Exactly. And that's what the Buccaneers picks for me are the hardest picks that I've had to look at. But just because of all of the holes that they don't have, they have everything. So they're not really drafting to fill a need. They're drafting at, all their picks are luxury picks. So I think that they're the hardest team to analyze. So I could see the Bucs literally going, as George said, with anyone here. And that's all the second round of our mock draft. On Thursday, we're going to come back on draft day and go through how the Orlando Brown trade affects everything. And then any changes we have in our mock drafts. We'll see y'all then.